Many in the performing arts say theater has the ability and even the responsibility to bridge lingering race and class divides in the city of Boston. But the city's master plan for the arts acknowledges people in many parts of the city feel excluded from cultural organizations and events. One theater presenter is trying to break down some of those barriers by taking a provocative play about life in the city to different Boston neighborhoods. WBUR's Artery reporter Jeremy Goodwin has our story.
Arts Emerson says it wants a trip to the theater to do more than entertain. The right play in the right hands in front of the right audience can help create social change. Or at least that's the idea behind a neighborhood tour of its play, Mr. Joy.
We say here that what's on stage is not the point. It's the provocation. It's the prompt for the conversation. And this is one of the most effective pieces we have presented as a prompt for conversation.
That's David Dower, co-artistic director for Arts Emerson, one of Boston's larger theater presenters. He directed Mr. Joy, a one-woman play that takes place in Harlem and deals with racism, street violence, and gentrification. Arts Emerson programming has a notably multicultural and international flavor, but that doesn't guarantee a diverse audience. Dower says his organization took a look at a hard question.
Who actually is participating in downtown culture? And looking at the people who weren't in the audiences. So ultimately, if we succeed, the audience at Arts Emerson will look like the city of Boston.
Mr. Joy is a story of nine people, all played by one actress. Here's Adabe Ibiama in the role of a teenage boy talking about watching a friend get arrested for something he didn't do.
At first, I'm thinking they gonna realize he ain't do it and let him go. But the cops, they grab Dre and he's yelling, "I ain't do it, I ain't do it." And the cops, they choke him. They choke him till he can't breathe.
Other characters include a young girl with HIV, the girl's grandmother, and a real estate executive struggling to accept his trans daughter. The show demonstrates the big impact one person can have on a community. What connects the characters is a safe space in the neighborhood, the shoe repair shop run by a Chinese-American immigrant named Mr. Joy.
I walk these streets like a zombie, man.
Bringing Mr. Joy to various neighborhoods is the idea of Arts Emerson artist-in-residence Daniel Beatty, who wrote the play. Beatty wants the performing arts to be a catalyst for social change by inspiring people to go beyond facts and figures and make an emotional connection.
What the arts have the capacity to do are to tell stories or to frame the conversation in a way that delves into our deeper humanity, not just what the statistics say, but what does our heart say.
French's Opera House in Hyde Park hosted the first presentation of the traveling play last Sunday. Many in the audience recognized people like themselves or their neighbors in the show.
So what I saw was really kind of a message about Boston, even though it was placed in Harlem, and it was a message about how we're all connected.
That's Mella Miles from Dorchester. She says she used to own a tailor shop in Jamaica Plain where neighborhood kids would hang out after school. The play had her thinking about gentrification of Boston neighborhoods and the importance of holding on to gathering spaces like Mr. Joy's shop.
I really have lived this experience of being that tailor, that seamstress, of being that person who is holding that space where everybody went, you know, to get their pants hemmed and to get ready for their big day, for their weddings and things like that. So I kind of saw myself there. I was like feeling this whole Mr. Joy character.
And what kind of hole is left when community spaces like that disappear? That was on the mind of Mia Johnson, also of Dorchester.
It helped to transplant me to think about where is Mr. Joy now in the neighborhood that I live in, or in the communities that I work in. And that's challenging. Not every community still has Mr. Joy, and that's hard. It's heartbreaking because of how integral people like Mr. Joy are in the neighborhood.
If a goal of the play is to get people thinking about their own connections to their own neighborhoods, it's working. Christopher Robinson of Melrose said he was thinking about lessons for his own family.
I'm looking back to my own youth, looking at my own kids, and I want to kind of stay a little bit more local and make connections with people to create that joy.
Playwright Daniel Beatty's efforts at neighborhood outreach continue after the Mr. Joy tour. Students from two Boston high schools will take the stage at the Paramount Center next month to perform plays they've created about life in their neighborhoods. The idea is that the most valuable story a community can tell is one about itself. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.